Hello and welcome to another episode of The Trade Paperbacks. My name is Ranger Ryan.
I'm Joe, the anti-expert of comic books.
Definitely the anti-expert, we've noticed. I'm trying to get him to read more comics. I gave you, now this one's a little, this isn't going to bring in a lot of people.
Yeah, I thought we were doing the, a bunch of conventionals. Or not conventional.
You know, but we went through like 8 Jim Lee comics.
No. I'm not griping. I just is
we did Tom McFarlane.
This Jim one's Lee. Done by like some blue. Was it Blue Water or something?
Yeah, Blue Water. Blue Water Production.
Are
Blue
they?
Water
comics. Is this one you just threw in, or is this more of like a? Is that I've never heard of Blue Water comics,
and you won't probably.
Okay, so they are like just an indie sort of thing.
Hold on, I gotta rip these.
Open. Okay.
The entire premise of this is so cool to me. You know, the Hero Heads were supposed to interview him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But at Comic-Con. And everything was set up.
You had already scheduled
it. Yeah, set up, yeah. But he was sick. Oh. And he didn't make it to the con at all.
Bummer.
So we got... some guy from The Walking Dead, actually.
Hmm.
I don't know who.
Just some rando?
Yeah. Or he was on Game of Thrones. He was on something.
Was he one of the walkers?
Like, hey. Nice to meet you, sir. Who are you? All right. So, I brought a few because you forgot the comic again, which is probably...
I forgot them right onto eBay, is what I did.
So, I do have... What I grabbed issue 3 and 4. I have all of them.
How many are there?
There's not that many. There's
like 5 or 10 or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have 3 and 4. I only have book 1, 2, and 3 on Goodreads. I decided to pull it up because I know I mentioned it last episode. There's more than 4, I think. But see, it's weird. The Omnibus says 1, 2, and 3, but those are volumes. Mm. So these are collections. I mean, I have all of them. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so The Misadventures of Adam West, Blue Water Comics, I mean, it is, you know, we are looking at a very independent production, but I think the actual book quality is very good.
Yeah.
The pages themselves are very good.
Yep.
You know, it's a good-looking comic. Physically, mm-hmm. It feels good.
Yeah.
I liked the artwork is... The color... I would say the color isn't to my taste.
How so?
There is a lot...
is it too dark?
I call it overshadowing. Yeah, I call it...
Oh, okay.
When...
So, like, you're trying to make it noir, but, like, a little bit too much, and it's not working?
Right. There's just points where it's just... This could be a really cool scene.
Yeah,
but there's so
it's
much
It's all
shadow.
Just hidden in shadow.
Yeah. But still, nonetheless, I really enjoyed the series, and being created by Adam West, and also with Darren... Davis, you know, I think it's a fun thing. I think it's important. Not all comics need to be as serious as we've been dealing with, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes
levity
like,
is actually worthwhile from time to
levity
time.
Levity is worthwhile, exactly. So, Blue Water does quite a few independent productions, mm-hmm. but this one is the only one that I own, and I would recommend it. These cost me 50 cents each.
Wow.
At half price books.
Big investment.
And I think there was actually a sale. So I might have actually got them all for a quarter each. Which they do. I love half price books for comics.
If you have a half price books in your area, it is awesome.
Yeah. For comics, it's good. It's really good. All right. So anyway, tell me your thoughts on The Misadventures of Adam West.
Okay,
number
so
one.
I really like the premise of the comic book. It's a great premise. It's weird. You don't actually know, well, at least in the first issue, you don't really know what exactly is going on here. Like, is he in the movie or is he just back in time? And the movie is now like a setting. It's not super clear what's going on. And just flipping through this, what is this, issue 3?
Mm-hmm.
It's even less clear now to me. So I'm wondering an awful lot as to what's going on. But it's a great idea. Like, just, okay, so it's old... You know, it's Adam West. He's an older actor, you know, still trying to make movies here and there. And all the scripts are just garbage. And his agent is like, come on, get with the times. You know, if you're going to if you're going to be doing this sort of thing still, then you have to be more cynical and you have to like be willing to make garbage. And Adam West is like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then he ends up going back in time, but maybe back into the script. It's not clear.
So basically, he is living... he's going to the real places of his fictional career.
Yeah.
You know, like his... Well, I'm sorry. The fictional places of his real career?
I think it's the fictional... from what I gathered, it was going to be the fictional places of the scripts that he was turning down.
Right.
So that he could play them the way the script should have been written.
Mm.
Which is like, that's a great premise. Like, you're kind of halfway breaking the fourth wall. No, but not really.
Definitely does.
Yeah.
But it gets to a point where...
Well, I mean, it doesn't in the first issue, but if it does in these other issues directly...
Well, mentally it does.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're lost with him, you know, and you don't know how you got there with him.
Right.
At the end of this issue, he gets transported to Gotham, which is why the cover is...
Okay.
The cover's kind of... They don't necessarily mimic the actual issue, but the last few pages, it's very... Very unique. And everything about it, and it, you know, it is, he is himself, you know, like.
Yeah, it's actually, the character's Adam West.
The character is Adam West, and he's just put in all kinds of different situations. And, you know, it's just, oh, you know what, I wanted to bring up, I have an Adam West bobblehead I was going to bring up for this episode. But instead, I brought up my copies of The Misadventures of Adam West. You know, if you're looking for something different, if you're also looking for something outside of the traditional comic companies, this is just, you know, it's a good detachment from everything else we're used to reading. When were these released? It was 2011, 20...
Yeah, so it's fairly recently. Let me see. You know what? I actually looked at that, and I don't think there's a date in the issue. There's not a year in the issue.
Okay.
Which is strange, I thought, but...
2011, September.
Oh, it's on the front. I didn't look on the front, of course.
That's okay. You don't know comics. Yeah, you don't know the dates are in the front of comics.
Not all.
Oh, boy.
Or I don't know how to read. That's part of it. So
yeah. I mean, I would recommend this. I think, you know, it's, again, something unique. All right. So what would you give it for dialogue?
I would actually give that, I would say an 8.
Eight.
Like solid dialogue.
Okay.
Establishes the things it needs to establish and not overbearing or anything. So.
All right. Artwork.
Artwork. So it has that same problem you were talking about. I did notice that when I was reading it.
Yeah.
Like it's so dark that if you have any kind of glare on the page at all,
yeah, they are
it's
glossy,
actually
yeah.
kind of not readable. So I would have to say like a 7 on the artwork. The drawing is great. It's just overly inked.
All right, plot.
This goes back up to an 8 because, like, that's a great premise.
Oh, it's great. I think it's. Have you ever seen the film Stay Tuned?
No.
Oh, that's
no.
A shame.
I've heard of it though.
That's a shame. Yeah. All right,
have to add this, it to the list.
It's like every avenue I take is a different disappointment. You know,
that's what I'm here for.
Let's go down that road. It's a dead end. Please. Yeah. Let's go down this road. Another dead end. I'm in a labyrinth. And all right, entertainment.
8.
8. Yeah. Okay,
like solid entertainment.
And cool factor, Adam West.
8.
Nice.
Like very consistent 8s across the board.
All right, so that gives us a total of 39, which gets us to a 7.8 out of 10. That might be our second highest rated, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. So far.
Yeah, so far. Do you give 10s? That's a honest question.
Okay, so it takes an awful lot for me to give a 10.
Okay.
Like something has
What'd
to
you
be,
give it for cool factor?
Something
an
has
8?
To be perfect. 8. Yeah, for cool factor.
It has to be perfect.
It has to be, yeah. I mean, 10 out of 10 is perfect.
Well, yeah. So, I know that. I know 10 out of 10 is 100%.
But like there are I guarantee you there are things out there that I would give a 10 for. But like I have to have something like knock my socks off for me to give a 10. And, you know, there is writing that'll do it. The dog is rambunctious, so Ryan is trying to corral her.
Yeah.
So,
I picked her up. I brought her over to the mic. Say hi.
We have the third member on the podcast.
Okay, don't say anything. It's That's probably
yeah, so I will give a 10. I will also drop below and give like fives and under. It's just nothing you've given me. Nothing you've given me has been like horrible. So
I haven't seen you go too low either.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give you some less good comics.
we could totally go there. Yeah.
All right.
We did those issues on like some of the multi, they're like collections or whatever they're called. It within one comic of like a bunch of stories. And, like, there were a number in there that's like, yeah, we're down into, like, the threes and the twos on some of these things, but...
Yeah. So, I'll give you some harder stuff.
Okay.
Some harder stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this, I think, is a great legacy comic for Adam West, as Adam West.
Yeah.
I would also recommend the Batman comics that brought his version of Batman back. And, you know, all in all, I'm a huge Adam West fan, obviously the Bobblehead, which I did not bring. But you didn't bring the comics, so we both lost.
Yeah.
We both lost there.
We're
also,
just failing the show all around, so.
Yeah, this is a super fail, you know. But this is really just, you know, showing our respect for Adam West, because I was a huge fan. And no better day to talk about Adam West than Valentine's Day. So this is... why not? And it's, you know, go for it. You should read it. And so far, it's our second highest rated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's saying something.
An indie comic. Second highest rated.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's more than enough praise. All right.
Gets the stamp of approval from an anti-expert.
We got 4 minutes. So let's... Here, we're going to pick out what you're going to read next now.
I
got to put
live.
The dog down. So
the dog's going to have to be down.
Don't be too loud. All right. So we want something a little less good.
A little less good. We want at least one.
These are all number one.
A little less good. Something that Joe can tear into.
We're going to put this on the list.
But, hey, I did score something lower, and you were like, well, that is the most popular comic book of all time. So you are the wrong person for that.
Yeah. We could do New 52 stuff.
Okay.
Because I had issues with it, but we're not. Oh, these are all good, though. No. Nope. Oh. Okay, so we will go... It's not the worst thing in the world.
Maybe I'll feel it is, though.
But it would be a good change of pace. And we haven't... we did a DC and a Marvel a while back, like two ago. So we can put DC up again. We will do something from the New 52, which is a little, probably one of the newest things we've talked about so far. And I do have issues with newer comics.
Maybe that's what we should do.
But it's still not that new.
It's like
10 years old.
Some issues that have come out like this past month.
Yeah. No, I don't think I can do that.
Or maybe like last year or something.
I don't know. We'll think about it. No, I'm not going to do this one. See, this... we got to do something... All right. All right, we'll go backwards. We're going to do X-Man.
X-Man? Okay? Singular?
Yes. We're going to do X-Man for your next episode.
Okay.
And we'll see what you think.
Okay.
Because you did mention in the X-Men episode, the Jim Lee X-Men, like you were like, oh, I don't know what X-Men was drawn like.
Yep.
And X-Man.
Yeah, because you said it was like such a huge shift.
We'll do X-Man.
X-Man.
We could do this though, too. Okay, no, we're not going to do Brian Michael Bendis. Okay. All right, so we have a preparation for next episode, X-Man.
X-Man.
Which is obviously related to X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll let you learn as you read. Why it's called
X-Man.
All right.
X-Men.
Well, that's good. Let's see if that gets.
There's no hyphen.
Just X-Man.
Just X-Man.
X-Man.